Good afternoon. My name is Father Bala from India, and I will be your third associate in the parish. I was supposed to be back last month, and I was asked to go and help out in Payola, Kansas for about a month. So I'm back now to help you out in this parish and also at St. Agnes during the weekends. Of all creatures, we are most grateful for Mother Mary. Mother Mary points to her son, Jesus, the one way to the happiness that lasts. As we celebrate today the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I would like to speak a little bit about four levels of happiness. Buddha begins his teaching by recognizing the tragic nature of life. The first noble truth states that the suffering of the birth, old age, sickness, and death is inevitable. In the Bible also, in the book of Ecclesiastes, we see something similar to this. Vanity of vanity, all is vanity. One of our Catholic prayers, the Hail Holy Queen, recognizes the inevitable suffering of human life. Hail Holy Queen, to do we cry, poor banished and children of Eve. On account of sin, we have been banished from paradise. In spite of our clever schemes, we cannot create heaven and earth. The Soviets tried, and they failed miserably. We dream about some perfect day in the future. When day arrives, it usually disappoints. Once I was talking to the bride on the morning of her wedding day, and they spent all year planning for this event. And she said, "I can hardly wait for all this is to be over." Sudden silent. I looked at her, touched her shoulder and said, big smile. Even in the best moments, a puzzling sadness can come over us. When we pray the Hail Holy Queen, we acknowledge that we are mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. No matter how you cut it, this world is the valley of tears. The people we love, they die. The projects we work on, they often go wrong and fail. We live in the valley of tears, but some happiness is possible. And let's quickly review the four levels of happiness. Level one is sensual pleasure. The steaming bowl of linguine, it is great, but it lasts only few moments. Level two is the ego gratification. Some achievement, That distinguishes the person. Level 3, this one is better than the ego gratification. This happiness comes from the service to others, which is an excellent and a noble one. Even that happiness disappoints us. For example, Charles Mayo, the founder of Mayo Clinic, treated hundreds and hundreds of children or people, their patients, saving the lives of many. Eventually, however, they all died. Service to others brings a deep, a genuine happiness, yet at the end, it disappoints us. We are humans. We are weak, fragile, and flawed. And thanks be to God, there is a fourth level of happiness. It is based on the things that transcends this world, namely the truth, beauty, and goodness. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He enables us to have a good relationship with God, which is a perfect truth, beauty, and goodness. We can see the level 4 happiness in our Blessed Mother Mary. She is God's most perfect creature. In the Hail Holy Queen prayer, we call her Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. This does not take away anything from God. In fact, it glorifies God. A young man might say to his beloved, "I adore you. You are the most beautiful. You are my life." He is seeing the glimpse of the divine. And soon enough, he will know that she is a fellow human being, not a goddess. Their relationship will last if they come to God together. That's why Mary wants all of us so that we can say, "Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death." Despite being weak, sinful person we are, God has given us grace to find happiness in this life on earth. So, dear friends, we cannot create a paradise on earth. We mourn and we weep in this valley of tears. Of all creatures, we are most grateful for Mother Mary. She points out to her son, Jesus, the one way of happiness that lasts forever. So we pray, after this exile, shown to us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. Amen.